Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Today at approximately 7:55 a.m., Great Mills High School student Austin Wyatt Rollins, age 17, produced a handgun while in hallway F in Great Mills High School and shot a Great Mills High School student, a female who was 16, and a Great Mills High School student, a male who was 14.
And that was St. Mary's County Sheriff Tim Cameron yesterday discussing the shooting at Great Mills High School. To discuss it further with us is Rachel Weiner from the Washington Post. She's covering the Maryland High School shooting. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. I'm sure you're very busy with everything that's been going on.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about what went right and what went wrong yesterday. We had the school resource officer do his job, stop the shooter. Can we say that everything went right yesterday at Great Mills High School?
I mean, it's still really early. For example, we're still unclear on whether it was the school resource officer who killed the shooter or whether he killed himself. Witnesses say that it looked like he was about to kill himself when they both fired, but that's still under investigation, and the sheriff's office has been careful to say that they don't yet know exactly what happened. But it is clear that the school resource officer did act very quickly and helped keep the situation from getting even worse than it already was.
What do we know at this hour, if anything? It seems like over the last 24 hours, like something must have emerged that could help us. There are two victims here, addition, and then the third would be the shooter himself who died. What do we know about his relationship to those victims?
Our understanding is that he had a relationship with the female student, although we don't know the details, and that the male student was likely a bystander. He was shot in the leg. She has been in critical condition. He was in stable condition yesterday afternoon, so it looks like he was not the target, and he was just hit not as seriously as she was.
Rachel, did you end up going to the scene yesterday, or were you reporting from the newsroom?
I was not at the scene. I went to the hospital, and
I went
to the nearby senior center where they had police and public officials briefing the press.
What was the atmosphere like there yesterday? I imagine it was pretty tense covering a school shooting like this.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it was very, very somber. There were a lot of local people there who were talking about, checking in with their relatives to make sure their children and grandchildren were okay. It's a small community, a tight-knit community, one where there's not a lot of gun violence. And I think, we talked to a woman yesterday who had moved from D.C. to that part of Maryland to keep her kids away from violence, and then they witnessed this shooting. So people were obviously very upset. They were happy that it wasn't worse given what just happened in Florida, but still, to have your children witness a shooting, hide in their classroom to get away from the shooting is still incredibly traumatic.
Absolutely. Governor Larry Hogan yesterday made a statement, and I want you to hear it and get your comments on it.
We've got one of the most aggressive school safety plans in America that we introduced several weeks ago as emergency legislation in Annapolis, and the legislature's failed to take action on it. We put $125 million into school safety, $50 million a year into additional school resource officers like the great deputy sheriff that saved further people from being injured and killed today. But not every school has that opportunity. More mental health counselors.
The governor references an aggressive school safety plan that failed in the legislature. What was involved in that? Why did it fail?
Honestly, I did not cover that legislation, so I don't know all the details. I think it was part of bigger budget negotiations that, at the time it was not seen maybe as quite the same priority. But I think both Democrats and Republicans who were on the scene yesterday said that they were definitely interested in making sure schools were safer, however exactly that
yes.
comes together.
So in the wake of Parkland, we saw not only the people who were there, who like the lawmakers who came up, but many of the students have come out as advocates for gun control. Covering, you know, in the locations you were yesterday, were you able to speak to any witnesses who instantly started turning in that direction? Or was there a sense that maybe having armed security like they did yesterday with a school resource officer is a better direction for solving something like this?
The interest was in both from students, from their parents. A lot of those students mentioned that they had walked out during the national protest for new gun control just a few days earlier. So I think they, you know, they're grateful that they have this school resource officer, and they would like to see that in other schools, but they would also like to see national measures that would make it harder for a teenager to get a gun, especially if he or she has been flagged for mental health issues.
Now, what are some of the follow-on storylines that you're tracking from this shooting yesterday?
Well, first of all, just exactly what happened. Like I said, we don't know how the student died, and that will be obviously important to learn. We don't know if there was any sort of warning sign. We know there had been threats, I think, last week, but officials said they were unrelated. At a nearby school, they had also stopped some teenagers who had been stockpiling guns and making threats, but again, that was unrelated. So, you know, just what exactly was going on with this kid, whether there were issues. People we talked to said he was friendly and, you know, nobody knew anything bad about him. He was quiet, he was respectful. So we still don't know exactly what made him want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, those are all questions that'll have to be answered, and I'm sure as time goes on we'll start to get some of those answers and put this together. Rachel Weiner, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your insight. Thanks for taking that time out of your day. Drive carefully.
Thank you. You too.
844 on WMAL.